This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 331 for Thursday, March 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Thursday morning due to increases in comparable oils. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are making gains, while Chicago soy oil is down. Crude oil is also advancing due to a weaker U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar is up 2/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract is up $8.40 per ton at $778.40. In the U.S., corn is higher, soybeans are lower, and wheat is mixed as traders settle their positions before Friday's grain stocks and prospective plantings reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The U.S. Department of Commerce also reported that inflation was at 2.6% during the final quarter of 2022, below earlier expectations. The trade is estimating export sales for U.S. corn as of March 30th to be between 600,000 to 1.8 million tons for old crop this week and between 50,000 to 300,000 for new crop. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 1.003 million barrels of ethanol were produced on average per day this week, 6,000 more than last week. However, ethanol stocks lightened by 661,000 barrels to 25.53 million. Cargill announced on Wednesday it will stop handling grain in Russia starting July 1st, but will still load grain in Russian ports. Viterra also said it will stop trading there. Argentina's Grain Inspectors Union said unless a deal is made to increase wages, it plans to strike starting at midnight tonight. The May corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. Analysts are expecting this week's export sales for U.S. soybeans at anywhere between 100,000 to 600,000 tons of old crop and 50,000 to 300,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales are projected to be 75,000 and 200,000 tons, while soy oil is estimated to be below 20,000 tons. Brazil may have to supply half of Argentina's soy imports in 2023 due to drought decimating the latter soybean crop. Argentina may import up to 10 million tons from both Brazil and Paraguay. The May soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.73. This week's export sales for U.S. wheat are projected to total between 125,000 and 300,000 tons of old crop and less than 150,000 tons of new crop. Russia's total grain production is likely to fall below 120 million tons, as previously estimated by the country's Ministry of Agriculture, with the wheat crop dropping below 85 million. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.01. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.73. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $8.78 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, March 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.